Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check out prices fair and in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 5.95, down 1.25 on the open. September, 6.05, down 4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 6.08, down 0.5 on the open. September, 6.18, down 2.75. December, 6.20, down 2. March, 6.21.5, up 0.5 on the open. July corn opened at 425, up 6 on the open. September, 431, up 5. December, 431, up 6.75. March, 439, up 6.5. May, 441, up 2. July, 444.5, up 3. December 2008, 429, up 3.5 on the open. July soybeans opened at 859, up 11.75 on the open. August, 865, up 10.5. September, 874.5, up 11.75. November, 892, up 11.25. January, $9, up 11.75. March, 902, up 11. May, 899, up 7. July, 909, up 7.5 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 239.50, up 41 on the open. August, 240.80, up 41. July soybean oil opened at 36.20, up 32 on the open. August, 36.48, up 36. At the Merck, August feeders opened at 106.40, down 55 on the open. September, 106.70, down 65. October, 106.70, down 65. November, 107.15, down 27.5 on the open. June live cattle open at 90.40, down 25 on the open. August, 90.95, unchanged. October, 94.67.5, unchanged. December, 95.70, down 10 on the open. July lean hogs open at 76.60, up 15 on the open. August, 75.75, up 32.5. October, 68.80, down 10 on the open. And July pork bellies open at 98.50. Up 5 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Since that opening bell, corn has turned to the downside. What is in the market mind?
Well, whether or not the Midwest here in the eastern part, at least, is going to receive some moisture or not, the fear is that the way the market traded higher overnight and higher this morning here initially out of the chute, that if we would start to see these forecasts get a little wetter, a lower close would be a sort of a technical signal here that maybe that overnight highs might be it for just a little while here, Dave.
Well, I look at some information that some of the meteorologists that we work with send to us, and in the latest run that they provided us, they're showing in this storm system moving across the eastern Corn Belt, Peoria receiving about 0.2 inch tonight into tomorrow, going over into Indianapolis about 0.4 inch, and then after that, perhaps up to another week of dry and certainly hot conditions. And based on all that, based on the soil moisture that we are seeing right now, one would think that this corn market would be well supported and might even go up by the end of the week.
Yeah, any type of pullback here during the week is probably going to offer some buying opportunities. The end users are where they want to be on coverage-wise. Commercials who do have short hedges on are a little bit nervous. So the anxiety is there that breaks in here could very well be well supported here as we try to get a better handle on where we are moisture-wise and production-wise as we move on into late June, early July. There's still a lot of the growing season in front of us, and until we get through pollination in here, this market's going to be quite edgy. The overall picture is still bullish in through here, but we're subject to some gut checks or corrections here from time to time.
What about crop conditions? What will NAS come out with this afternoon, in your estimation?
Well, looking at our backyard, we're going to see a significant decline throughout central Illinois. You know, how that averages all out as a nation, I think the trade's prepared to see the corn, good to excellent category, drop anywhere from 5 to 7%, and the bean, good to excellent category, could drop anywhere from 3 to 5%. When you look at the state breakdown, we could probably see the state of Illinois drop anywhere from 15 to 20 points out of that good to excellent category.
So what is the upside potential of these markets? You can't hardly figure it out anymore off of daily charts. We made new contract highs overnight in both beans and corn. Have to turn our attention to weekly and monthly charts. What do those tell us?
Well, when you look at the big picture, pullbacks in the December corn futures back to this 409, 405 area ought to offer good technical support. The upside objective now is going to be 450. When you look at the soybean chart, the November bean futures pullbacks to this 860, 855 area is going to offer good support. You're going to have some resistance at $9, but not real solid resistance until you get up to 950.
I think that by the end of the week, don't we see July options come off the board?
Yeah, that's the thing. We're going to have some July options get positioned around, but the bottom line is going to be on the weather forecast. Where we are at the end of the week is going to be determined by what the forecasters have in mind.
Turn your attention to the wheat market. What's your analysis there?
Well, we've had a strong run-up in wheat. It's incredibly overbought. The western wheat belt's going to dry out through here. We're going to see some harvest activity pick up. The Chinese weather forecast is much better than what it was, so we got some favorable conditions there. So we feel wheat's probably going to probably take the back seat here, if not correct some, probably lose some on the spread. A lot of the trade bought wheat, sold corn on the spread. That spread's probably going to reverse over time. So we feel at these price levels, wheat's vulnerable to some corrections.
On hedge pressure, on flat price, what that might be?
Well, that's a tough one because each area is going to be different according to what their commercial elevator wants to do on the basis. Southern Illinois wheat harvest is starting to wrap up in some areas here. A lot of the yields are anywhere from 20 bushel up to 60 bushel. The popular wheat yield seems to be in this 50 bushel bracket, not enough to where they wanted it to be in the 70, 80 bushel area. So as wheat wraps up here fairly quickly and it all finds a home, basis should start to narrow up here in the next few weeks.
At these price levels, are there good value puts to be had?
Oh, we've been buying a tremendous amount of put options. As a producer, if you don't have a put option on, you probably need to seriously take a look at it because you're putting a floor under you and you're leaving your upside open. You know, you can buy a put option at good value for anywhere from 10 to 20 cents, depending on what strike level you want. If that put option doesn't make you money, that means cash grain value is going to remain somewhat firm. But we believe that's the number one strategy. We've felt that way ever since clear back last fall, that put options is the way to go here because you don't want to get oversold in the cash market, not knowing what type of yield you're going to have. Being short the futures market, that's a major loan right there to try and stick with that, which a hedge is a hedge, don't get me wrong, but financing that has guys eating rollies every half hour.
So is there a particular month that you are advocating for the put?
It depends on your own preference, but to keep it simple, and when you look at marketing in general, 90% of you listening right now are trying to outguess the weatherman, trying to outguess the USDA, trying to outguess the funds, you know, trying to outguess a lot of stuff. And I think you just keep it simple by buying just maybe a December put option on corn and a November bean put option on beans. That gets us clear through the whole growing season. they're a little pricey, but you're protecting a lot more higher value inventory than you have in the past. For example, you're insuring or protecting a Lexus car, not a Yugo. You know, there's a lot of risk here, so it's going to cost us a little bit more. Volatility's high. We hate buying here with the high volatility, but the simplest way to do, you know, for the average guy is to buy a December corn put in a November bean put option.
I think I'm a Lamborghini guy kind of myself. Thank you, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Greenfield Marketing. He is in Normal, Illinois. Looking at Mike Solo's two-state forecast today, he says in southwestern Illinois, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a few thunderstorms this morning. In central Illinois and southwestern Indiana, partly to mostly sunny with a slight chance for a shower or a thunderstorm. Elsewhere, partly to mostly sunny, highs from 85 to 95 degrees. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.